My wandering mind recalled a quote from business guru W. Edwards Deming. Your system is perfectly designed to give you the results you're getting. In other words, if every third car rolls off the assembly line with bumpers installed upside down, you don't blame the bumpers. You've got a system that's unintentionally designed to produce defective cars. So what was the system we call church producing? I looked around the sanctuary and counted noses. Just one-third of the adult attendees were men, most of whom were over 50. I identified at least a dozen married women whose husbands were absent. With the tots dismissed for kids' church, there was a handful of teenage boys, but almost no men between the ages of 18 and 35. There were no single men. What kind of involvement was our church system producing? I studied the bulletin. All of the midweek and volunteer opportunities were pitched at women and children. Each announcement ended with a woman's name. For more information, call Sherry, Sarah, Andrea, Victoria, Lauren, etc. I looked around at the men. Most were present in body only. Truth be told, the only man in the room who was truly engaged was the pastor, who, as he clicked past the 25-minute mark in his sermon, seemed to be picking up steam, even as the men in the crowd were losing theirs. I began to wonder, could Deming's theory apply here? What if Christianity's primary delivery system, the local church, is perfectly designed to give us the results we're getting? What if church is unintentionally designed to reach women, children, and elderly folks? Somebody needs to write a book about this, I thought. I expected to find such a book at my local Christian bookstore. Nothing. I checked online booksellers. Nothing. I searched the archives of the Religious Research Association. Nothing. Incredibly, no one had ever written a book or published a study suggesting how we might solve the church's perennial problem with missing and/or unmotivated men. Then I dug deeper. I spent many nights and weekends at the library and on the computer. I studied men and masculinity. I spoke with men about their religious experiences. I found a consistent, disturbing pattern. Men want to know God, but they want nothing to do with church. Trying to bring men into a genuine walk with Christ through church is like trying to play golf with a shovel. You might hit a lucky shot now and then, but you're not using the best tool for the job. Truth is, the modern church is not designed to do what Jesus did. Reach men with the good news. I'm not a theologian, pastor, or professor. I'm a man in the pews who, like so many others, has struggled to find his place in the church. One night, after years of waiting for a theologian, pastor, or professor to write on this subject, I heard a voice in my head. You write it. Sounded to me like the voice of God. As you read, you be the judge. In the meantime, be encouraged. Women, if you felt guilty or distressed because the men in your lives won't go to church, it's not your fault. Men, if church bores you to tears, it's not your fault. Pastors, if you're having a hard time attracting and retaining men, it's not your fault. It's time to stop blaming the bumpers. The modern church system is getting the results it's designed to get. Must the church be this way? Or can it be a place where men of all kinds can connect with God? I believe it can be. For years, we've called men back to the church. Now it's time to call the church back to men. Part 1. Why Men Hate Going to Church. My wife Gina and I enjoy living in Alaska. We try to take full advantage of our short but beautiful summers. So do mosquitoes. Trillions of these flying vampires bedevil our state from late May to early September. I've noticed something odd. Mosquitoes rarely bother Gina, but they attack me like kids diving for candy under a broken pinata. Before hiking, I must bathe myself in mosquito repellent. She slips on one of those coiled bracelets and goes unbitten. Like those mosquitoes, there's something buzzing around our churches that is literally sucking the lifeblood out of our men.